You're listening to SBS News.
The spokesman for Myanmar's governing National League for Democracy says the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained in an early morning raid. The move comes after days of escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army claims was fraudulent. The military controls key positions in parliament and Ms. Suu Kyi's administration. Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch Asia Division Phil Robertson says he has no doubt that this is a military coup.
It's an absolutely military coup. There's no reason for a state of emergency to be declared. This is a manufactured crisis by the Burmese military. Anybody who claims that there was a real state of emergency to justify this action is frankly on the military side. It's quite clearly something where, you know, there's a military coup. They're going to try to dress it up in a constitution, but that constitution is undemocratic to start with. And our view is that that argument holds no water.
Myanmar military television announced that the military was taking control of the country for 1 year. A presenter cited a section of the military-drafted constitution that allows the military to take control at times of national emergency. He said the reason for the takeover was in part due to the government's failure to act on the military's claims of voter fraud in last November's election and its failure to postpone the election because of the coronavirus crisis. Mr. Robertson says there's no military emergency here and denies the claims that the election was fraudulent.
This is our worst nightmare come true. What we had was a resounding election victory for the National League for Democracy in the elections, a clear majority. A situation where democratic rule was going to be entrenched for another 5 years. And overnight, the military just basically tore up the rule book. They're using the 2008 constitution was written by the military for the military, put through a fraudulent referendum in 2008. And it is the government at the mercy of a military which never really gave up power.
Aung San Suu Kyi achieved enough seats to form government for another 5 years. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who visited Myanmar when he was his country's immigration minister, says Australia and a number of other Western nations have already joined in an appeal to Myanmar's military to accept the results of the election.
Clearly, there are very significant hurdles for them still to overcome, and the tensions are still very present. We have joined in a statement last Friday opposing any efforts to alter the election outcome and urging the military and all parties to adhere to democratic norms. We've done that with Canada, the United Kingdom, the United States, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, and the EU countries as well. So we all hope for Myanmar. We all hope for what I know the Myanmarese people want to achieve. I found them the most beautiful of people when I was there. So peaceful in nature, but having such terrible violence over the course of their nation's history.
And Labour MP Jim Chalmers says these developments are troubling for Myanmar.
We obviously condemn in the strongest terms any actions in Myanmar which compromise that country's efforts to strengthen the democratic transition that countries like Australia want to see. And clearly and obviously, if the government offers briefings to Penny Wong and others, will take up that offer.
The United States has also warned Myanmar to reverse course following the reports that Aung San Suu Kyi had been arrested. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki issued this written statement.
The United States is alarmed by reports that the Burmese military has taken steps to undermine the country's democratic transition, including the arrest of State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi and other civilian officials in Burma. President Biden has been briefed by National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. We continue to affirm our strong support for Burma's democratic institutions. In coordination with our regional partners, urge the military and all other parties to adhere to democratic norms and the rule of law, and to release those detained today.
Myanmar's Election Commission has rejected the military's allegations of vote fraud. Alan Lee, SBS News.